They're getting there. They really are. And yes, it's going to take a little while longer. But these little kids at Arise Academy, an elementary charter school on St. Claude Avenue in the Upper Ninth Ward, are really serious about playing their violins. They are part of the Make Music NOLA project, one of only two string programs in this brass and percussion town, and an outgrowth of the post-Katrina Youth Orchestra of Lower Nine.
They start out learning by ear, also by fingerings on the string instruments.
That's Laura Patterson. She's the executive director of Make Music NOLA. A professional flute player with a master's degree in arts administration from American University, she's been leading Make Music NOLA for the past year and a half.
We try to focus on local music, so they learn Saints Go Marching In, I'll Fly Away, and then kind of what their teachers bring in. So some of them learn hip-hop tunes, you know, some of them learn traditional jazz tunes, some of them learn classical pieces.
And that's where other musicians come in. Paul Macris, a Minnesota native and graduate of the Manhattan School of Music, arrived in the Crescent City almost 2 years ago to play double bass and cello with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. You might think working at this level would be way below his pay grade. Not so.
It's incredible working with the kids, especially when they make leaps and can actually play the instruments, because they can't take any of the instruments home, so it's like they only get half an hour to an hour of actually playing a day. So it's difficult, and it's only 4 days a week.
So what is it that makes Paul want to work with them week after week?
When they perform and it actually lights their eyes up and they understand what they've been doing all week, all month, all year, and they're putting it into practice. And it sets off a little eureka moment for them, I think.
But those eureka moments don't just happen. They are the end result of lots of learning and even more practice. Now, the cello player in that fervent musical homage to our football team is 11-year-old Tony Lamartz. Before joining the after-school Make Music NOLA program, he'd never even seen a cello.
I heard that there was an after-school program, so then when I came, they had things you could do, and they had the orchestra, so I decided to join the orchestra, and they assigned me to cello. Now, like, when I learn it and know it, it makes me feel excited.
I think we can all agree that Tony finding excitement in getting his cello notes right is a good thing. Me, I think it's pretty fantastic. To learn more about Make Music NOLA, go to WWNO.org or NOLAV, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
That was good. That was good. We just got off a little bit. I'll stop playing so I can keep...